The most common interpretation of the fate of religion in 20th century Britain is one of decline. Both the outward signs of faith and belief itself have been measured, and throughout the 20th century, substantial declines have been noted. One of the most significant and important historians of 20th century British religion, Callum Brown, has indicated and listed what he sees to be five indicators of faith or religion. The first one would be religious belonging or being a member of a church. The second would be church attendance. Third would be your personal beliefs as an individual and what those are. Fourthly, he talks about gender and the gender impact on religious belief, whether or not you're male or female. And finally, he looks at indices of moral change, things like, in particular, the levels of illegitimate births. And when, in his book on 20th century British religion, he looked at each one of these indices in 1900 and then again in 2000, and what he noticed was that there had been a fundamental collapse in all of them. So, for example, between 1900 and 2000, for the four main Christian denominations in England and Wales, the Church of England, the Roman Catholic Church, Methodism, and the Church of Scotland, he found that membership, belonging officially to a particular church, held steady between 1900 and about 1950, and then it declined significantly thereafter. He then looked at attendance. Now, measuring attendance is far more haphazard because the statistics aren't that good. What we know is, roughly speaking, that about 50% of the population of England and Wales in 1851, when there was a religious census, actually attended. Now, by 1900, historians have estimated that that figure had declined to about 18 to 30%, roughly speaking. Callum Brown identified, though, that by 1998, only about 5 to 11% of the population actually attended. So again, attendance indicates a significant decline in religion. This is even though that there remain isolated pockets of high attendance, such as the Highlands of Scotland and Northern Ireland. When he turned then to look at the indice of personal belief, again, the statistics are problematic, because those statistics really only emerge in the 1970s when we can actually talk to people and ask them what they actually felt. Their beliefs in God, though, in surveys, in a personal God, in life after death, believing in hell, all of these seem to be quite robust for the 1970s and 1980s. But once again, in and around the 1990s, Callum Brown notes a significant decline. When we look at gender, you can also see that there's a marked decline in female adherence and belief in similar years. And finally, looking at his indice of moral change, in particular illegitimacy, but also indices such as infant baptisms, age at marriage, and the numbers of marriage that take place in a church, you can see really that there's, again, very little change up until the 1960s, but then there's a significant collapse. Not only that, but the rise in illegitimacy can be directly related to the absolute collapse in the marriage rate. So there is a significant rise in illegitimacy, a significant decline in infant baptism, and a significant decline in official church marriages. All of these are taken to be traditional indicators of the collapse of religion.